Hello, this is Benjamin coming in episode 2 of the Bathroom Stall Files. Again, like I said, this is the place where you can come in, relax, enjoy yourself, and you don't have to worry about being interrupted or anything like that. Oh my God, I'm busy, we're busy here. And today is June 21st. Today marks the summer solstice for 2019, beginning of summer. Things you need to pay attention to about is what happened. The solstice happens worldwide at the same time. The exact moment of the solstice was at 10:54 a.m. today. That was the moment that the earth tilted toward the sun and received the most sunlight. Now, the summer solstice occurs when the sun moves directly over the Tropic of Cancer, and it runs through Mexico, the Bahamas, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, India, southern China. Basically from there up on the northern hemisphere, it is the summer solstice. Now, it's not really the longest day of the year, but then again it is. Now, today we'll have 24 hours just like any other day, but what is special about it though is that some may see more daylight than any other day this year for places north of the equator. Now, everywhere north of the equator will have at least 12 hours of daylight today. For example, Birmingham will have 14 hours 22 minutes. Huntsville will have 14 hours 29 minutes. Mobile, Alabama, 14 hours and only 8 minutes. Now, the bigger spread as further you go. Miami will only have 13 hours of daylight, whereas New York City will have 15 hours and 5 minutes. San Diego will have 14 hours and 18 minutes. And if you go north, Seattle, 15 hours 59 minutes. Now, Alaska takes the prize up in Barrow, Alaska. They have 24 hours of daylight called the midnight sun. The sun won't set again there until August the 2nd. So that's why they work pretty much a long time, because it's daylight most all day long. Now, nearly one third of Alaska lies above the Arctic Circle. Now the days begin to shrink by seconds each day from tomorrow, Saturday, June 22nd, until the winter solstice, which will fall on December the 21st at 10:19 p.m. That's when the winter solstice arrives on the north side of the hemisphere. So, like I said, every day after tomorrow we'll have least sunlight rather. That's pretty much it today from the bathroom stalls here, because I gotta go.